Well, it's not all over yet, Miles. There's games to rearrange games next weekend, but after yesterday's results, Dunham and Manahath got one hand on the trophy. They bowled Drummond out for just 63 yesterday. Andy McBrien took 5 wickets for 14, and Jordan McGonigal took 4 for 9, including a hat-trick, and Dunham had no problem, just lost 1 wicket. So they're now actually, at the moment, they're 18 points clear of Brigade, with 1 game each to play. So Dunham and Manahath are away at Fox Lodge next week. If they won that, obviously they do win it. While Brigade take on Coleraine, I think they're both playing for second place, to be perfectly honest, unless a complete disaster happens at Fox Lodge, which I can't see it. And the other game yesterday, Miles, which we covered, was at Eglinton, where Ardmore got a great victory yesterday, which has moved them up now out of the playoff position. They're now 12 points clear of Fox Lodge. They're in third, Fox Lodge in second. Ardmore yesterday, 219. Eglinton got Trevor Garvey, their professional, with 53 in his farewell appearance, and 51 for Ross Allen. But Ardmore, Decker Curry, he was dropped early on when he had 34, and I said on the air last yesterday, I said that could be fatal, and it turned out fatal because he finished up with 83 not out, and Ardmore winning by 5 wickets. Big, big victory for them. Just looking at the championship, makes a massive game in the championship yesterday where Strabane relegated last year. Well, they've bounced straight back again because they beat Ballyspellin very easily yesterday down at Ballyspellin. 276 for 5. Strabane got young Aaron Gillespie, who scored over 1,000 runs this year with his 119 yesterday, top scoring, bowling Ballyspellin out for 150. So Strabane crowned as champions, back up again. It's good to see them back up again. Ballyspellin, they'll be in the playoff, which looks as if it may be against Fox Lodge. Either Fox Lodge or Ardmore, but at the moment it's looking like Fox Lodge and Ballyspellin in a playoff.
Yeah, I suppose Ballyspellin had a good run this year, getting to the cup final and so on, so that'll stand to them in any playoff situation.
Well, absolutely, because if it is Fox Lodge, they actually beat Fox Lodge in the semi-final of the cup earlier in the season, so they know what the weaknesses are in the Fox Lodge side, so they can't be written off. They could still get the icing on the cake and still get promoted in that playoff.
And are there games on today?
There's just second division games today in St Johnson and New Buildings, but the really after yesterday, the title was wrapped up by Strabane yesterday. It's now a matter of teams at the bottom trying to sort out who's in actual fact going to be relegated from that division. There's 3 or 4 sides down near the bottom of the table, all depending on bonus points in the last 1 or 2 games. So that could be very interesting at the bottom of that table in the championship.
And any representative matches on at the moment?
No, the big All-Ireland Cup final was played yesterday at Brady. It was a low-scoring final at the Hills from outside Balbriggan. They just managed to get 135, and Warringstown were very hot favourites then. But they lost wickets rapidly, and they were one stage 93 for 6. But they got there, they didn't lose another wicket. So Warringstown crowned as All-Ireland champions. Good to see Brady getting that. Unfortunately for Brady, the other final, which was due to be played today, the National Cup final between the two Dublin sides, Terenure and Malahide, that one fell victim to the heavy overnight rain and rain this morning. So that one had to be cancelled today. But Warringstown deservedly All-Ireland champions.
Yeah, they've been playing quite well recently and have a big reputation.
They have indeed, and the actual fact they're going for 4 trophies next weekend. If they won next weekend against already relegated Lisburn, they won the league as well, so it's been a great season for them. That would be their 4th trophy this season out of 6.
Anything else happening in the world of cricket?
Not really, Miles. Everything's quiet. The representative games are all finished for the North West Warriors. They've had a disappointing end of it. Obviously, we're beaten comfortably by Leinster Lightning. Game finishing in 2 days up at Brady during the week. Well beaten in that one, beaten by an innings and 4 runs. So that's the end of the Warriors for this season. Disappointing season in one respect for them. I think they maybe only won 1 or 2 games. But they are the weakest. We always say that they are the weakest of the 3. And no great shakes at that. Was no big shock that happens, but they've got some young players coming through. They introduced a couple of young players in the last game there, and that can only good for their experience. And Aaron Gillespie and Strabane, 1,000 runs this year, mate, that's something special.
And is he in line for further, I suppose, representative honours?
Without a shadow of a doubt, but he has to be up playing in the big division, which he will be next season again. I'm sure if Strabane hadn't won and got promoted, he wouldn't have stayed there, because he's obviously ambitious to get on the full Ireland side. and he has represented Ireland at underage level, so we'll be back up with the big boys next year, and the potential he's shown. He went to Australia, actually, during the winter here, and that has obviously stayed him in good stead, because he's obviously come back a better player, and he's shown it this season, and I'm sure he'll continue, because he's certainly a chance of being an Irish international in the future.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you make there. You know, professionals come from other countries to the Northwest. Are there chances for Northwest cricket players to go to other countries to play?
Well, there is, especially young players. There's been a few of them out in the last couple of years. You know, they've been taken out. I've been told that young Ryan Macbeth of St. Johnson, who now plays for Brigade, that there was an Australian team over touring here not so long ago, and I believe one of them, or whoever organises them, have invited him out to Australia during the winter. But whether he takes the option up, of course, is another matter. But yes, it's happening for young players as Aaron Gillespie, and obviously the advantage that they get by out there playing different conditions, different part of the world, that it's a good experience for them.
And I wonder, you know, could they maintain themselves out there? Would they be on professional type or semi-professional type contracts?
No, as far as I know, Miles, all that happens is their airfares, their accommodation are all taken care of. They get a little bit of spending money, but it's more or less for the experience, because they say it's all young boys that they are, and they're 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
If they could combine it maybe with education or a job, it certainly would be worthwhile.
Well, but it would be, surely, and if they did that, they mightn't come back at all. They mightn't come back at all, actually, so that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting stuff. But the league will be all wrapped up next weekend.
It's definitely wrapped up next weekend, mate. If Dunamana won that game, they've won the league. And even if they were to lose it, or if it was a washout, they would still be champions. So hopefully that'll happen next Saturday.
So your prediction this year may come right?
Looking good again, mate. Could be two in a row.
Well, we'll not count the other ones before that.
No, you only talk about the winners.
Only the winners is right.